mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed away? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبيه ومصطفاه، وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode in the series of History of Hajj. Today, inshallah, we'll get to speak about the virtues of Hajj. There are many ayat in the Quran and many ahadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discussed the virtues of visiting Allah's house. It all begins when Allah the Almighty enjoined Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son to prepare the house for the visitors, for the worshippers. In ayah number 125 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah the Almighty stated, وَعَهِدَنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ أَنْ طَهِّرَا بَيْتِي أن طهر بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود. And we enjoined Ibrahim and Ismail. Allah is saying, we enjoined both Ibrahim and Ismail to purify my house, Al-Kaaba, Al-Bayt Al-Haram. For whom? For those who are performing tawaf, the visitors. For those who are staying in i'tikaf, in contemplation. وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ And for those who are bound down and prostrating themselves. It is enough to understand that Allah the Almighty has answered the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he called even before we were born. When he said, فَجَعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ Make hearts of some people yearn to them. When he left Hajar and Ismail alone. So the believers yearned to visit the house, even though performing Hajj or Umrah is only mandatory once in the lifetime. But the believers long for Hajj as long as they live. And those who've gone once, twice, and so many times, they still love to go more and more, as many times as possible. As a matter of fact, there is one hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah the Almighty says, إِنَّ عَبْدًا صَحَّحْتُ لَهُ جِسْمَهُ وَوَسَّعْتُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْمَعِيشَةِ تَمْضِي عَلَيْهِ خَمْسَةُ أَعْوَامٍ لَا يَفِدُ إِلَيَّ لَمَحْرُومٍ In this hadith, Allah the Almighty says, If I have blessed one of my servants, I have made him healthy, physically fit, and I'm giving him plenty of fortune and provision. 5 years would pass by and he does not visit my house. Such person is deprived. Mahroom. Deprived of what? Deprived of Allah's mercy. Because visiting the Kaaba, either to perform Umrah or Hajj, to do Tawaf and do Sa'i, is such a great, great blessing. Every act that we do in Hajj comes with plenty of goodness, with plenty of reward. In the sound hadith, which is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, أَيُّ الْعَمَلِ أَفْضَلِ Which deed is best? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِمَانٌ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ To believe in Allah and in His Messenger. The questioner said, then what is next? He said, الجهاد في سبيل الله, to observe jihad on the battlefield. He said, then what is next? He said, حج مبرور, to perform Hajj properly. In another hadith, he said, الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. if the person, if the pilgrim, he or she have performed Hajj properly, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prescribed, as the companions have narrated and reported, how they have seen the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, performed Hajj, whoever would do Hajj like that, the reward for this Hajj is not less than entering paradise. This is the least. Subhanallah. In the third hadith, which is a sound hadith collected by Imam Bukhari and Muslim, and also narrated by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من حج فلم يرفس ولم يسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. Whosoever performs Hajj and avoids all kind of sins, especially having an intimate relationship while in a state of ihram, and avoiding all kind of sins and argument, when the pilgrim finishes his Hajj, upon the return, they return home as pure as the same day they were born. In another hadith, our most beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that performing Umrah after another Umrah is an expiation for whatever sins committed in between. So performing Umrah and Hajj will take care of the sins. We're talking here about the minor sins. And if the person is sincere in his or her repentance with regards to the major sins, that too will be remitted. The proof is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة, provided the person will perform Hajj properly and out of lawful earning. In this case, it will take care of even the major sins, because it comes with a package of granting forgiveness to all the pilgrims, provided they perform Hajj from halal resources, lawful earning, and they do it properly as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prescribed it. Amr ibn al-As, a great companion, may Allah be pleased with him, when he came to accept Islam and he visited Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, O Prophet of Allah, stretch out your right hand in order to give you the pledge of allegiance, to shake hands with you and give you the pledge of allegiance and declare Islam. So the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, did so, and he stretched out his right hand. But Amr ibn al-As pulled back his hand. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا لَكَ يَا عَمْرُ, what is the matter with you, O Amr? He said, I have one condition before I declare Islam. He said, what is your condition? He said, my condition is that all my sins should be forgiven, because I have done a lot of bad deeds. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Amr, don't you know that accepting Islam remits all the sins which were done and committed before it? Don't you know that performing Hijrah erases all the previous sins? And don't you know that أَنَّ الْحَجَّ يَهْدِمُ مَا قَبْلَهُ, that performing Hajj erases all the sins which were committed before Hajj? So this hadith is a great reference with regards to the fact that Hajj also erases major sins. A man once came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I would love to join you to the battlefield, but I'm not strong enough to do it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Nuri, halumma ila jihadin la shawkata fih, al-hajj. You can observe a jihad which does not entail fight and bloodshed. What is it? He said, performing Hajj is a great form of jihad. Also, when the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, once asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that since jihad on the battlefield has great virtues and merits, how come that we as women do not take part in jihad like men? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered her saying, لَكُنَّ أَفْضَلُ الْجِهَادِ حَجٌ مَبْرُورٌ. For you, Allah has prescribed the best form of jihad, which is to perform Hajj properly. If you see, brothers and sisters, the reward for Hajj is not just on performing Hajj. Rather, there is always the term Mabrur. And Mabrur literally may be interpreted as Maqbool, accepted. It is really hard to know and to be certain that my deeds have been accepted. But there are signs and indications if the person have done his best, made certain that he's performing Hajj and he paid for it fully from lawful earning, and he's following all the footsteps in Hajj, he's avoiding all kind of argument, quarrels, and also he's avoiding all sorts of sins, then in this case, this Hajj is most likely to be accepted. To crown that, when the person returns from his or her Hajj journey, when they change, when Hajj becomes a true turning point in their life, that's an indication that their Hajj is truly mabrur and have been accepted. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered the question of Jibreel, peace be upon him, when he said, tell me, what is Islam? He said, is to testify to the oneness of Allah and Muhammad is his messenger, to offer the prayers, to give zakah, وَتَحُجَّ وَتَعْتَمِرْ, and to perform Hajj and Umrah, وَتَصُومَ رَمَضَانَ, and to fast during Ramadan. If you do so, then you are a Muslim. In a very interesting hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a beautiful parable. He compared how Hajj and Umrah forgive sins to how fire separates germs from metals, iron, silver, and gold. He said, تَابِعُوا بَيْنَ الْحَجِّ وَالْعُمْرَةِ فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْفَقْرَ وَالْزُنُوبِ كَمَا يَنْفِي الْكِيرُ خَبَثَ الْحَدِيدِ وَالْزَهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَلَيْسَ لِلْحَجَّةِ الْمَبْرُورَةِ ثَوَابٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. So he recommended following up and performing Hajj and Umrah. We've agreed that Hajj is mandatory only once in the lifetime. But it is recommended that every once in a while, whenever you have the means, whenever you're physically fit, and whenever you can afford it, to pay a visit to the house. If not to perform Hajj, then maybe to perform Umrah. Because following up on performing Umrah after another Umrah, or Hajj after another Hajj, they remove sins and they prevent poverty. And this is very good news for those who spend plenty of money during Hajj, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hajj and Umrah prevent poverty. يَنْفِيَانِ الْفَقْرَ وَالْزُنُوبِ. Whatever you spend in this journey, Allah the Almighty will replace it for you with what is even much better than what you have spent. They prevent poverty and remove sins, same way that fire and heating separates germs from iron, gold, and silver. And he again confirmed, performing Hajj al-Mabrur, its reward is nothing less than paradise. Can you imagine the immense reward that is explained in several ahadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَا تَرْفَعُ إِبِلُ الْحَاجِّ رِجْلًا وَلَا تَضَعُ يَدًا إِلَّا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهَا حَسَنَةً أَوْ مَحَى عَنْهُ سَيِّئَةً أَوْ رَفَعَ بِهَا دَرَجَةً. The reward for performing Hajj and Umrah does not begin at its ending, nor rather it begins once the person sets out for Hajj, once the person leaves his home, once the person embarks on his ride. For every footstep, it erases one of the sins, and it gives him a good deed, and it elevates him into a higher rank. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned is a similar word for performing tawaf and sa'i. And when it came to throwing the stones, he said, إذا رميت الجمار كان لك نورا يوم القيامة. When you throw the stones, it will be a source of light for you on the day of judgment. It is indeed enough to learn that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الحجاج والعمار وفد الله إن دعوه أجابهم وإن استغفروه غفر لهم. The pilgrims and the visitors who are coming to perform Umrah are Allah's guests. So if they invoke him, he shall answer their invocations. And if they seek his forgiveness, he shall grant them forgiveness. On the evening of the day of Arafah, Allah, the Almighty, descends to our worldly heaven in a manner that we don't know how, in a manner that suits him. فَيُبَاهِي بِهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ He boasts before his angels and he is proud of the pilgrims. And he says, جَاءُونِي شُعْثًا مِّن كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيقٍ Look at my servants who have come to me. Look at them with the shriveled hair, covered with dust, have been coming from every distant mountain and highway. يَرْجُونَ جَنَّتِي Hoping to enter my paradise. Then he says, فَلَوْ كَانَ ذُنُوبُكُمْ كَعَدَدِ الرَّمْلِ أَوْ كَقَطْرِ الْمَطَرِ أَوْ كَزَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ لَغَفَرْتُهَا أَفِيضُ عِبَادِي مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ وَلِمَنْ شَفَعْتُمْ لَهُ No matter how much your sins are, even if your sins were as much as the number of the sand atoms, even if they were as many as the droplets of the rainwater, or similar to the foam of the sea, I shall forgive them all. أَفِيضُ عِبَادِي Now my servants depart from Arafat. I have forgiven you all your sins, and I have forgiven the sins of those whom you intercede for them. Brothers and sisters, it is such a great honor to be invited by Allah the Almighty to perform Hajj and Umrah. Remember that out of 1.7 billion Muslims, every year just a couple million get to visit Allah's house and perform Hajj. May Allah the Almighty make us amongst them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed away and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah. To glorify Allah.